Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. I tell you guys, I'm kind of done with leftovers, and I don't think I could eat for the next few days after Thanksgiving, but I really like meat. I love chicken, I love fish, I love beef, and I guess the UN is telling us to stop it with the meat. They are, I believe, meeting this Thursday. There's going to be this big climate conference. And they're going to urge that we Americans cut back on our meat. Now, I don't understand why the UN is looking at us Americans, okay? I think there's other countries that emit a lot more carbon emissions. But apparently, they feel that our meat consumption is what is hurting the climate. And so, the UN is going to be, making a roadmap for us to follow. On their website, they do talk about the foods that cause the most greenhouse gas emissions. So they say the meat production, because of the extensive grasslands, cutting down trees, cows and sheep are emitting methane every time they fart. The cattle's waste on pastures and chemical fertilizers are causing releases of nitrous oxide. But, you know, there are other foods that also emit a lot of carbon emissions. Rice, chocolate, coffee. We are big coffee drinkers in America, throughout the world. Now, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but apparently to make coffee, that also emits a lot of carbon emissions. Ultra-processed food also affects emissions. And it's not just so much the farming of things and the raising the animals. It's also the shipping and the boxing and the chemicals and the packaging. I mean, you know, when you eat a box of cereal, all right, that's cardboard or that's paper. So you're hurting a tree, basically. Nobody's talking about cereal boxes. And so what worries me is I've always said we really don't have to have meat multiple times a day. Let me see if I have what other meat I have. I got part of a leg. I don't know what I really don't eat a lot of meat. But I do like meat, but I don't really eat a lot of meat in the morning. And I've always said you don't have to have meat 3 times a day. You don't have to have that much meat. In terms of your diet, you should eat more vegetables. You should eat lean meat. In fact, they say shrimp, the farmed shrimp, is also leading to a lot of gas emissions. So if you're like, well, fine, I'll cut the meat, I'll go ahead and just have shrimp. Well, that can also increase emissions. Dairy could do that as well. But I've always told you all that it's okay to have a salad. It's okay to have some fresh fruit. Have some beans. Have some nuts. You know, there are ways to make a meal. I know this has a little bit of chocolate, but these are nuts. You know, we don't always have to eat meat. But what I don't like is when the argument is not necessarily the whole story. And they have to be very careful because if they're going to tell Americans, guys, no meat. Cut back on the meat. You eat too much meat. What will the average American do? They'll be like, you know what? I'll have a bowl of cereal for dinner. Or I'll eat a frozen meal, or I'll go to rice. I'll have a nice rice dish or pasta dish. Okay. Well, but there are carbon emissions with that, too. And so, you know, if we're that worried, you know, and I understand, you can tell everybody to eat fresh fruits and vegetables, then make them cheaper. I've gone to the grocery store. you could get for $3.99 a frozen food meal. But if you try to buy fresh vegetables, make your own pasta, try to use some fresh grains, maybe mix in a halibut with all that, you're going to be spending easily $100 for that dinner. And so what's going to happen is when people say, you know what, for the planet, I'm not going to have meat. I'm not going to eat meat. Then they're going to be going to these ultra-processed foods, some of them. Now, true vegans, God bless them, you know, they know how to work around and make sure they're eating healthy whole foods. But if the average person's like, well, I can't have meat, so let me stuff my face with pasta or rice, how much is that helping the climate? So from a medical standpoint, I do think we overeat meat in terms of cholesterol, in terms of fat. But keep in mind, we're trying to fight obesity. We're trying to fight the obsession we have with carbs. And so one thing we've been trying to pivot people to is protein and vegetable-based diets. Pescatarian, Mediterranean diet. Now there's that portfolio diet. So if you feel like I need to have my bowl of Lucky Charms in the morning so I get energy, we're trying to tell you to have some egg. Maybe an egg white. Maybe a lean piece, a lean chicken breast. But if the UN is going to say no meat, cut back on meat, and they're not going to say no meat altogether, but they're going to be making these suggestions, which means we actually have a couple more weeks to eat meat until they say that. They better be very cautious. And Americans especially may be thinking that they are taking one for the team, going for the frozen pasta meal or eating bowls of rice. They might say, you know what, I'll have a rice and cheese dish. I don't need the meat in there. Yeah, but the cheese and the dairy, right, comes from cows. So I get that we cannot sustain the amount of meat we're eating. I've been to Outback. I am blown away how one Outback has enough steak, right, to feed the dinner seating. I am blown away at the amount of meat. And it does. It takes a lot of farmland. It takes a lot of animals. But I only recommend lowering your meat consumption from a health standpoint. From a carbon emission standpoint, I do not like it when somebody says you need to cut this, when you could be actually augmenting emissions another way. I still need proof that going to mostly or all electric vehicles is the best thing for the planet when we need tens of thousands of gallons of water to douse out their fires and we're putting in all these electrical grids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, this quote unquote mysterious pneumonia that is surging in China is ringing very eerily similar to November of 2019, 4 years ago, when we were seeing surges of flu-like illness in America, but we really couldn't put our finger on it, and it didn't get really bad until December, January, when we finally were told, this is coming from possibly China, although China said it was Italy, which I don't believe, and it's called a It was at first called virus of unknown origin or a coronavirus of unknown origin, and then they called it COVID-19 because it originated in 2019. And in order for it to start to come to America in the fall of 2019, I believe that things had to have probably happened in China a few months prior, which would probably bring us to August of 2019. Well, we have been asking for transparency and a lot more, shall we say, details on how long COVID was going on for before it finally hit America, because we could time it. And we started to time and predict when these variants would come to America based on what would happen in England. We usually followed England by about 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. And then what would happen in India preceding that, and China. So now that China is having this quote-unquote mystery pneumonia that is surging, all right, we could be affected within the next few months, if not already, by this. Why? Because, again, transparency. Has China been dealing with this for a while, and only now everybody's talking about it at the end of November? So Dutch health experts are saying that a striking number of their citizens have been sickened, and rates began soaring in August. Most cases of this mysterious pneumonia are happening within the pediatric population, age 5 to 14. According to Daily Mail, surveillance data shows the rates of the illness are already nearly twice as high as the peak recorded last year. Now, this could be regular pneumonia. I mean, pneumonia is an inflammation or an infection, actually, of the lobe of the lung. Pneumonitis is inflammation, but pneumonia can be infection and inflammation that consumes a lobe of a lung. And you could have bilateral pneumonia. You could have multiple lobes of the lung affected. And it could be caused by a virus, such as COVID. Could be caused by flu, and it could be caused by bacteria, like a mycoplasma pneumonia, strep pneumonia. And so while China is battling this quote-unquote mystery pneumonia cluster, and their hospitals are being overwhelmed, especially with sick children, it starts to make us wonder, you know, is this another virus that leaked from a lab? Is this another sort of bioweapon? Or is it just now these other pathogens that were kept at bay because of COVID now have a chance to resurface? Now, when the flu season was minimal, and it wasn't negligent, you know, almost negligible, but, you know, we still had flu. But when the cases were really low, considering in 2020, 2021, there were a few factors for that. One is, you have certain respiratory cells, and if COVID beats flu to the punch of those respiratory cells and flu can't jump on, it's like musical chairs. If the flu doesn't have a chair, it's got to go somewhere else or play another game. If COVID gets that chair, COVID can then grow and still participate and make people sick, take that cell, hijack it, have that cell make more viral particles, and then lyse the cell, and now all the new baby virus up onto new cells. So we have confirmed that COVID competed with flu. But then flu started to come about, and there's a few issues that we've had. The numbers are still a lot lower than pre-pandemic, but another problem we have is people aren't going to the doctor for their flu. They're calling in. And they're calling into telemedicine companies or their doctors saying, I have the flu. And the doctor's like, why do you think you have the flu? Well, because my COVID test is negative at home. So I have flu-like symptoms. It must be the flu. And a lot of medical providers were like, here's the Tamiflu. Well, what happened last year? Last year we ran out of Tamiflu before the flu season really hit. And so the numbers are lacking. And there's a chance that we had higher numbers of flu. But if doctor's offices closed because of the pandemic and couldn't get staff to come back, I know a lot of doctors that completely just closed their practice because if they couldn't get staff to come back and work, they couldn't be open. So if the average person with flu is, I'm just going to deal with it myself or go on the telemedicine platforms, you're not going to get that counted. and it's not going to get reported to the CDC. So I don't know how many flu numbers there's been. We still have pneumonia. Pneumonia happens, whether it's a COVID pneumonia or a flu pneumonia or a RSV pneumonia. But what's going on in China, we're not getting a lot of data. I think China came out and said, oh, this is just our typical pneumonia season. We get pneumonia like any other country. It's probably mycoplasma or strep. But we're looking at kids and a lot of sick kids. We've known about flu for a while. We have now an RSV vaccine. We've known about RSV. We have COVID vaccines. Then what are these kids getting sick with? Is it something brand spanking new? Now, the Netherlands Institute for Health Services Research said a higher number of patients with pneumonia have now seen their GP, but since August. Now, August is a fascinating month. I live in a place where August is hotter than hell. And August is still a part of the summer. Now, mind you, that's as peak flu season falls in the southern hemisphere. But up in Europe, Europe's getting hot summers. So what then is causing the typical pneumonia in August? Now, strep can cause pneumonia, but we usually don't see a lot of strep pneumonia until the pneumonia cold winter season. So then you wonder, is this another virus or another leak? So all countries, I think, are now evaluating, you know, is it swine flu? Remember we talked about how a new swine flu case was found that was a different strain from the 2009 H1N1, but an H1N2? Is this a swine flu that's causing pneumonia? But the thing is they could test for it. So whether it's a known disease and we're just having more people sick, or whether it's a brand new disease, we just need some transparency. We could test for these things. I really wish that we looked at all labs, including those outside of China, to make sure that their protocols were in place so we don't have any more lab leaks. As with China, they've had a history of lab leaks, and Singapore had deemed that the first SARS outbreak back in 2002 was a lab leak out of China. So and that was in a report, I think, in 2003. So it's not that everybody's ganging up on China. This isn't China's first rodeo. They've had SARS leaks and other documented leaks. But another thing that could also be happening that nobody's talking about is maybe our kids are unhealthy these days. They were home, locked down, saw a lot of movies, TV. Now they're watching a lot of TikTok. Many kids aren't necessarily going out and playing. COVID in China had locked them down so severely that these kids didn't get to boost their immune system playing with kids, running around in the dirt, and doing everything that kids normally do. So the other possibility is that these are just the normal bugs that usually circulate, but now we've become such weenies immunologically that it hits us a lot harder. Now, for those of us kids that played outside and got exposed to everything, we were pretty resilient. Yeah, we might have gotten a cold or whatever, but we bounced back a few days later. When you lock people down or you change the way things are done, where, you know what, now that I'm working from home and the way the schools are going and, you know, let's just homeschool. Let's just keep you home. If they're not around other kids, they're not getting their immunity boosted and primed. Not that I want anybody exposed to infectious disease, but it has been documented that kids that kind of stay at home in a bubble don't do well the very first time they go to daycare or school because they get exposed to other things for the first time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden introducing new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains by forming a new council that would maintain a secure and diversified supply chain, as well as increase the domestic production of essential medicines and address drug shortages. The U.S. military has reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen on Sunday. Thankfully, those missiles landed approximately 10 nautical miles from the ships. 11 more hostages were released by Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. That fourth group of freed hostages did not include any Americans. A federal judge rejecting former President Trump's attempt to subpoena information related to the January 6th riots. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Russell asks, what do you think is going to happen to the generation of students who are homeschooled? Now, he talks about how these kids, we had just spoken about some kids living in a bubble, not getting exposed to infectious disease. But there's other things going on in terms of homeschooling that might actually be a benefit. So I'm mixed because we've never really had this in our lifetime where you had kids that didn't go to school and learn from home, and you have a lot of parents that are rethinking, is it worth my kid going to school? With the lockdowns or with shootings, with curriculum issues, and teachers either, I think a lot of teachers want to be there, but there's some teachers that don't want to be there, and these kids are picking up on that. Gender identity issues, and so some parents are probably rethinking the public school curriculum. And as I had predicted with the vaccine mandate, I had said that a lot of parents would probably pull their kids out of school based on vaccine mandates. And there are some school districts that are requiring the COVID vaccine. Now, I think they still allow exemptions, but there are some parents saying, nope, school wants COVID vaccine. I'm not going to do that with my kids. So, there's a lot of reasons for people to homeschool. And I think there was a Omaha South High alleged report of a shooting, but they said that was a hoax. Police determined that less than an hour later. I get very, very nervous when there are idiots out there who want to pretend that there's a shooting. Now, a hoax means somebody decided to lie about it or make a joke of it. If somebody hears firecrackers or hears popping and they call 911, okay, well, then that's just investigated. It's not necessarily called a hoax. But I believe in Omaha, police say a quote-unquote swatting call led to a massive response at South High. Police determined less than an hour that no one was hurt and no shooter was present. A swatting call is a prank designed to produce a response by law enforcement, which is also dangerous and scary. You're trying to flush out law enforcement to come to an area, and they could then be victims. So, this world is changing faster than I think we expected it to. We're going to be talking about crime later, and I guess there are suspects that will actually drive their vehicle into the store so they could steal it, throw stuff in their vehicle, leave. There's a lot to it, a lot more to that. But it's a scary time. So for those parents saying, I'm done with the vaccines, I'm done with the changes in curriculum, I just want my kids to learn the basics, are those kids going to be struggling later, or are they going to be better? Well, it depends. It depends on the homeschool situation. I think some of the best homeschooling situation is where you do have mini pods, where it's not a kid by themselves just on a computer or just with their siblings. I like the idea of, and I don't know if parents are doing this, but this is one idea I suggested, is if you do homeschool, unite with four other families. And then for those of you who work, you alternate one of the days of who is in charge of the kids. They could do it at different homes, but at least you have five kids together. Hopefully they get along and there's no bullying. And then Monday, one parent supervises the homeschooling. Tuesday, another parent. And the kids don't just get one voice. They're being supervised. They get to be with other kids, and then there can also be group projects. And now, parents are not educators. What these teachers go through in terms of their training is extensive. And not only is education just your math and your reading and your science, but it's also overcoming learning obstacles, how to learn, how to memorize, how to foster your creativity. And so good educators, and I've been an educator, and I don't do a lot of things well. You guys have seen my cooking, and I educate well because I really incorporate the students, and I try to help those who are struggling to look at things a different way so they learn it, and so they find the application, and so that they want to learn it. If you can't engage, everything's the three E's: engage, educate, enlist. If you can't engage a student, you can't educate them. And then you can't enlist them to want to learn more or study or do their homework.
But if the homeschooling is done right, and these kids are getting their basics, and they are taking standardized tests and showing proficiency in all their subjects, I think homeschool kids can do very well academically. Now, my question is, what are they doing on the off time? You don't need a child to sit in school for 8 hours a day. Which is why I think the regular school curriculum should change, where the mornings are your core topics, 20-minute classes, not 50-minute classes. It could be 25 minutes if you want. But core concepts taught, reinforced, that's done in the morning. Afternoon is where it's all the practical learning. It's where kids get exposed to all the trades throughout their years. Plumbing, electricity, law, healthcare, teaching, business. Exercise is done every day, whether it's hiking, whether it's gym, whether it's badminton, whether it's football, whether it's running, jogging. So physical fitness is every day. Group projects. And I think high school should end sophomore year, and then junior and senior year be your associate's degree. Done just as 16 and 17-year-old students are in class, now that work turns into their associate degree. Now they graduate age 18 with an associate's degree, free college. Doesn't cost the taxpayer much because it was already high school to begin with. And I think that's how high school and school should change. But if parents homeschool and they follow the guidelines and they follow the testing and they follow the homework and they follow the learning, I believe that these kids can be very proficient. I not to knock it, but when I was in school, I wasn't really paying attention to the teacher. I was looking at the boys and I was writing notes. Now, mind you, that's a very important part of school, flirting, seeing who likes you. But unfortunately, I could have given up a lot of the day because of the bullies. And I would spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to avoid the bullies. And I think a lot of parents are figuring that out, that we're losing a lot of hours of the day that might not be instruction that actually helps the kids. But who is organizing that afternoon that I think is ideal, where these kids get access to all the trades? Get access to all the careers out there, architecture, farming, engineering. Because what I want is by the time that child is 16, they already have a few things they like because they've been exposed to all of it. And then, and that's another thing too, I went to 12 schools and the schools are not consistent. So I think I had to read Beowulf 3 times. So it'd be nice if this is something on a national level, where if a child, let's say, does move to Colorado from California and they have their plumbing, their electricity, their farming, projects and units and exposure, then they don't have to redo that. They could do the other things that they haven't been exposed to. And then it gives them an idea. It also gives them an appreciation for what these other industries do, construction, teaching. All fifth graders have to teach kindergartners. They'll love that stuff. It's practical, and it gives these kids access to all jobs so they know what they want to go into. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this has been a long time coming. There have been many institutions and states and public officials calling for obesity being a disability. And if obesity is considered a disability, then employers will have to follow accommodation requests, schools as well. And I think the legislation has been a little murky in states, and Colorado is set to, quote-unquote, ban fat phobia or allow those who are obese to have access to accommodations and protections under the Americans with Disabilities Act. We don't have the exact verbiage of some of these laws that are going to be passed in the legislature in Colorado, but Colorado is, I think, one of the least amount of obesity rates in the country. It's still high, a quarter. They have 25% obesity, but compared to 39%, I think, to 40% in some of the other states, it's one of the lower states with obesity. So Colorado is working to ban discrimination against obese individuals. Now, I think we could all agree it's a good thing to stop discrimination. I don't think anybody should be discriminated against. But what does that actually look like for schools, for employers? So even though on the outset you're like, well, it's about time, nobody should be discriminating. You know, obesity isn't all about eating McDonald's. I mean, it's fast food. Some people have obesity issues because of medical conditions, or they have spinal stenosis, or they have thyroid issues or Cushing's. There's a whole variety of things that could cause somebody to struggle and not be able to achieve the same sort of metabolism as some of our size 2 friends. So I get that it's not all the person's fault. You can exercise and diet, and I've seen this with patients. There are some people where genetically they just are larger, and that's just who they are. But whenever we do start to enact laws, and we use the term discrimination, that could start to get some pushback by employers and school districts, because now that opens them up to liability. So it's one thing for all of us to say, yeah, don't not hire somebody because they're overweight. That's not nice. That's being fat phobic. Not cool. It's easy for all of us to say that. But if an employer is like, I don't think I like these laws, it's not that they are anti, obesity. It's what sort of, shall we say, liability would they have? So what would an accommodation for an obese person be? Well, let's say, the chairs that are used in school or the chairs used at the workspace are narrow and they can't sit in those chairs, then those will have to be outfitted. Some of the desk space, bathroom stalls. If the bathroom stalls do not accommodate, they need to have bathroom stalls that accommodate. If there are, elevator weight management, or there's only one working elevator, and that elevator isn't working, and somebody has to take the stairs, and they're not comfortable taking the stairs, are there accommodations? Are they allowed to not go to work that day? And there's many of them. Then I'm not reading this off of a list, but these are things that can come up. So when somebody has a disability and their employer or school is not making accommodations, sometimes that's the very first time they even realize, oh, that was an accommodation you needed. So airplanes are not very obese friendly. The bathroom is ridiculous. The tray table is ridiculous. The seat belt. Now, airlines have already started to, change their seat belt settings, figure out ways to, allow there to be more space. But for the most part, obese individuals are forced to buy 2 tickets. Well, if these laws extend, and in other states, not just Colorado, include the hub of these airlines, and the FAA gets involved, then somebody who's obese is going to have options on the plane, options on the train, options in cars. And so there has to be accommodations. If not, there could be lawsuits. And so it does start to get a little complicated. And, with disability, people think disability is maybe a wrong term because it's permanent. Disability is not permanent. Disability is you having a condition that prevents you to being able to do what the average healthy person can do in life. But it could be a temporary disability. It doesn't necessarily have to be permanent. So when people say, but they could lose the weight and then they're not disabled, well, you could overcome your pneumonia and then you're not disabled. You could graduate out of the ICU and back to home care and then not be disabled. So disability doesn't always have to be permanent. Now, you lose a finger, you lose an arm, you lose a leg. That is a permanent disability, but not all disabilities are permanent. So the Americans with Disabilities Act doesn't protect just permanent issues. It's also temporary. So the changes that then would have to take place could cost schools a lot more money. And somebody could say, well, it won't cost that much money. Just have a bigger chair. So if you have an obese kid, just grab the bigger chair and give it to the obese child. The problem with that is that child then gets ridiculed because they have to get the big kid chair. Now that school could be in trouble for you just embarrassed him. And so rather, it could be really tricky depending on what ends up in the courts. And so I'm of the mindset that we really do need to fight obesity and we need to figure out ways to help individuals. And the second we identify them, especially kids, on their way to this, we immediately get them into a program where they watch what they eat, they exercise, and I understand some kids are going to have to work harder than other kids. Some adults are going to have to work harder than other adults. I get that. You know, but we start that teaching early. And we also have a movement to try to cut back on all this fake food we're eating. These kids eating, you know, sugary cereals and fruit cups and, you know, a lot of the food they're eating has high preservatives. We need to go to fish, vegetables, lean meat. I know the UN is going to tell people to stop eating meat, you know, but we need to get people off the fake food. And there's a lot of us eating ultra-processed fake food. But, you know, the accommodations are something that many people who are overweight do struggle with. And you know, if they could lose weight, they would have. All right. There's very few people saying, I love how I look. Many individuals do. They try. They get discouraged. And so the Americans with Disabilities Act will at least protect them. Now, what about hiring? There has been, quote unquote, fat phobia in the employee sector and in terms of hiring and firing and all that. If a person is not doing their job and lack of a better term, pulling their weight on a team and they get fired, if they believe it is directed at their weight, then they could sue. There's protections with the Americans with Disabilities Act, which means employers, if they're going to let somebody go and the average person is obese in their firm, they better have all their documentation on why. Was it an output? Was it was there insubordination? Because if not, somebody could say it was due to their weight. And then I'm not sure where it'll go with these laws in Colorado with if you don't get the job. So if somebody wants to work at a job and the skinny person got hired over you, are you going to be able to sue that potential employer who's not your employer because they didn't give you the job? So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. But I agree, there should not be fat phobia. We should not be discriminating against anybody who's obese. But the laws may make things a little complicated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.